Once upon a time, there was a girl named Juhuri whose best friend was a she-goat. Juhuri's mother had given her the she-goat when she was dying. Every single day, Juhuri went into the forest after her mother's death and complained and wept and grieved and spoke to the she-goat, and the she-goat listened and sometimes wept real tears to comfort the girl. Her mother had told her, "If you're ever hungry, Juhuri, when I'm gone, ask the she-goat for food. She is magic and will feed you." After a while, Juhuri's father chose a new mother who had a daughter just the age of Juhuri. The stepmother was jealous of Juhuri because she was smarter, kinder, and more beautiful than her own child. In hopes that Juhuri would grow skinny and ugly, she gave her only crusts of bread to eat. Juhuri was very hungry, and although she never complained because she had her friend the she-goat, she took the she-goat deep into the forest and asked for food. She was astonished. The she-goat shook and shivered, and from her body fell food, and Juhuri ate. The stepmother was furious. No matter how little food she gave to the girl grew more beautiful and healthy and plump. "I must do something," she said. One day, she sent her own daughter to spy on Juhuri. When the stepsister saw the magic food, she rushed back home and told her stepmother, and the stepmother stamped on the ground with anger. Her eyes blazed in a fury, and she said, "I must kill that goat." But that wasn't easy. She knew that Juhuri's father would not easily kill the goat that his daughter loved. She needed a plan. She went to a neighbor and gave the neighbor some instructions, then went home, jumped into bed, moaning, twisting, and turning. "Oh, oh, oh, my belly aches, my stomach, I'm going to die." Her husband came and said, "What can I do?" "Go to the neighbor. Only she knows how to cure such a terrible stomachache." The neighbor said, "The only thing that will cure your wife is the liver of a she-goat, cooked in butter this evening." Tuhuri's father told his daughter what he must do. "I must kill your goat to save my wife." Juhuri ran to the she-goat and said, "My beloved she-goat, let's run away." But the goat said, "Juhuri, don't worry. Let them kill me. I will always be with you. Ask for my bones. Bury them in the corner of the cornfield, and then see what I will bring you." Juhuri said goodbye to the she-goat, and that evening it was killed. She took the bones and buried them in the corner of the cornfield, and she began to cry. She wept and wept and wet the earth with her tears. Every day she cried there in that spot, until one morning, Juhuri saw a plant growing. Not an ordinary plant, a plant of pure gold. She was so hungry that she broke off a tip of the shoot of the plant and went right to the market and traded it for food. Every day, she brought pure gold to the market. Rumors spread fast, and the stepmother heard about the gold. Oh, she was angry! She sent Juhuri away, and she went to the cornfield. She tried to break off a leaf, but pull and pull, she couldn't budge the gold. Well, you know how rumors are. Word traveled all the way to the king that there was a girl who was selling gold plants in the market. The king was curious. He was a good king, a wise man. He went with all his courtiers and the strongest men in all of Nepal and rode right to the cornfield. First, he got off the horse, went to the plant, and tried to break off a leaf. But he couldn't. Then the king said, "Where is the girl who sells the gold in the market?" The king's servants found Tuhuri. She was weeping and washing her stepmother's clothes by the stream. She gladly went to meet the king, even though she felt so shy. And the king was startled when he saw her, for indeed she was beautiful. But what impressed him was her obvious goodness. She went straight to the plant. She simply broke off a shoot as if it was a dry stalk and gave it as a gift to the king. Their eyes met, and she saw his kindness. Then Tuhuri told her story, and the king invited her to come and live in his palace. That day, she dug up the she-goat's bones and the golden plant and took it with her. She replanted it in the king's garden, and it flourished. Anyone who was poor or in need, Tuhuri just broke off some gold and gave it to them. As time passed, she and the king grew to know each other well, and Tuhuri became the queen. The stepmother was furious. But Tuhuri lived well and happily ever after, and she was always grateful to the she-goat, for not only had it fed her, but it gave her the gift of love.